steps forward if possible. I was not happy with the clarity of the last year, so I just would like to quickly summarize what we have on the table in order to put the sugya of Avankari into the proper context. That if you recall, we had a Mishnah, and sometimes you lose the sight of the forest for the trees. We had a Mishnah of Lulav HaGazel being Pasul. The Gemara has a diuk on the Kavtesa Medeis, Kapasik Vitani, simply says Pasul, doesn't say when. Kaneretz Pasul all Shiva. We pointed out that diuk is not a watertight diuk. We're going to see that there are Amorayim who disagree with that diuk. But in any case, Rav Yochanan, in name of Rishum Bar Yochai, pointed out that aside from the issue of Lachem, which applies only in the first days, we have another issue of Mitzvah Ba'Avera, which is the posel for the entire Chag, for all 7 days. We pointed out that this din of Mitzvah Ba'Avera, which we're going to learn out from the world of Korban, is a Machlokes Rishonim, whether it's a din Doraisa or a din Drabanan, A. B, we had a Machlokes as to whether it applies to all mitzvos, or only to mitzvos that relate to ritzui, like korban and arba minim. Echshloye in our sugya, we're dealing with arba minim, so that's, you know, we're in even the smallest circle. We pointed out that there's a machlokes whether it's sufficient that there be a coincidence in time, even if there's no cause and effect relationship between the mitzvah and the avera, that we saw the sheet of the ravid smelling an esrog of an ashera, but Tosfos by us holds that we need a cause and effect relationship, and that's why most Rishonim seem to paskin. And in our case, clearly, if you steal a lulav, that's the cause and of the effect of your being able to use arba minim. And we pointed out that there is an issue as to whether it's sufficient to be over an avera, or one requires a unique type of avera that has a halachic stamp on the object, a halosh shein in the object, and gezel certainly is such an avera. So we fit in our sugya into all of the smaller circles. The makar, as we pointed out, of the din over here is from the world of korban, and the Gemara says, what are we talking about? If we're talking about before Yeyush, you don't need a din of mitzvah ba'avera. Before Yeyush, the korban doesn't get off the ground for three reasons. Reason number one, we have a drasha of Adam ki yakriv mikem. We need that there be a bailus, and before Yeish there's no bailus. B, we have a drasha of korbanov velo hagazul, and C, we have a din b'chalat Torah kula that the gazlan doesn't have the ability to be makdish. He can't transfer ownership. He can't sell. He can't give as a gift, and he can't be makdish. So for all of these reasons, l'chora, there's no need for a drasha of mitzvah baba avera of comparing Gezel to the world of Mum, to the world of Piseach, if we're talking about Lifnei Yeyush. Where do we have a din of Mitzvah Baba Avera? We have it in a case of Achar Yeyush. That Achar Yeyush, the Gemara uses the language of Kanya B'Yeyush, and Becholzot we have a din of Mitzvah Baba Avera. And here we have a Machokis Rishonim as to how to understand our Gemara. We have Rabbeinu Tam, who takes our Gemara literally. Kanya b'yeyush means b'chola Torah kula yeyush kedi is kone. However, even though it belongs to the gazlan b'dinei mamonos, b'chol zot we have a problem of mitzvah haba'a b'aveira. We said this over in the name of Rabbeinu Tam because he's the author of this shita in Baba Kama, but actually this is Rashi. This is Rashi in the third line of Rashi. Rashi says af gozul. Yalfina mine de ein lo takon ala achar zman afilu b'yeyush de shaminen le lamare de miyayish amar vay le lehisaron kis. Even if we have a black and white yeyush, af al gav drinyan mikne amin ba bekama de koni le b'yeyush vahave dide. In dine mamanos, yeyush is sufficient. Afilu hachi yekruve le mezveyach lo. Namely that the concept of mitzvah baba avera goes beyond ba'alut. Yeyush makes the gazlan the bailim. It belongs to Medina Mamanos, but Bechol Zot, he can't use the object as a mitzvah because of this new principle of mitzvah ba'a ba'aveira, of gezel dumi the pisayach, that just as the world of mum kavua is something that is stuck on this in this object, so also gezel is a mum within this object. We saw two lashonos in Rabbeinu Tam. Is this a din only in Karbon and Arba Minim? Why would they be unique? Because we have a drasha of Lachem, because we have a psul of Gazel, etc. Or is this in all mitzvahs? That we saw that Tosfos and Baba Kama viewed it as being in all mitzvahs, but Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yashar spoke about it as being limited. And we pointed out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is not going to last from generation to generation, but the moment that we have a Shinei Rishus, then it moves out of the possession of the Gazlan to a third party, what we call the Hetera Asa L'Yadei. The Gazlan originally acquired it, the Easter, Bisura Asa L'Yadei. So for him, where this Shem Gazel was going to be a mark of Cain, which is going to be stuck in the object, but for another person it's not a problem after Bedini Mamanos, it belongs to that party, or after Shinui Hashem, Shinui Maisa, namely if the object halachically has changed, we have a Panim Chadashos Balbakan that also removes the Shem Gazel. Okay? That's how Rabbeinu Tam learns the sugya. And then we saw that the Re, which is Tosus by us, understood, no, that had Yeish Kedi ben Kone, there would never be a din of mitzvah ba'aveira. Subsequent to a kinyan b'dini mamanos, there's no problem of mitzvah ba'aveira. However, if we have a kinyan that coincides with the mitzvah, namely that we have Yeish. Yeish alone is not enough. But then the gazon is machzish the animal, and there's a shini Hashem, that the animal moves from chulin to Pachim, that's a shini Hashem. Yeyush and shini Hashem is kona, but since the kinyan coincides with the state of gazul, there we have a din of mitzvah baba avera. When the kinyan precedes the mitzvah, there's no din of mitzvah baba avera. When the kinyan coincides with the mitzvah, there we have a din of mitzvah baba avera, and only there. Okay, so the world of Korban, we have a Yeyush and Shini Hashem in creating the Korban. If you create a Korban with an Aveira, that's Mitzvah Baba Aveira. How would it apply to Lulav? So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, irrelevant of when there was the Yeyush, this remains a Mitzvah Baba Aveira all 7 days. Until we have a Shini Hashem or a Shini Rishus, that will be Mafkiya, the Mitzvah Baba Aveira. According to the Re, had we said that Yeish is Kona, then there would be no din of mitzvah baba avera. When do we have a mitzvah baba avera? If Yeish is not Kona. When Yeish is not Kona, or there's no Yeish, then we have a mitzvah baba avera. What if we have a simultaneity between the mitzvah and the kinyan? That we don't. The Re doesn't talk about black and white. We'll talk about that today. Is there such a concept, is there such a hechetimtza of a simultaneity, something parallel to what we have in the world of Korban? In the world of Korban, you have to create a Korban. Is there a concept of creating a mitzvah, that when you create the mitzvah, when you create Arba Minim, at that moment, if that's done via Shini Hashem, in other words, that will see, in other words, today. Okay? So this is all the background. Then we saw that the Gemara has a drasha of Ani Hashem Ohev Mishpat Sonei Gezel Be'ola. In other words, that another makor that we have an isur, a problem of mitzvah baba avera in the world of Gezel, of Korban Gazul, but within this drasha we have no no parameters before Yeyush, after Yeyush, we don't know. In other words, the phrase mitzvah baba avera is not even raised. We have a problem. In words, it's what the Baal HaMor calls gezel bima'us in the world of Korban. In other words, that simply, it's pasnish, but we don't have that same equation to the world of Pisayach. Then the Gemara points out that we have Rav. We have Rabbi Ami, right, who agrees with Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that we have a din of mitzvah baba avera all 7 days. Upliga de Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak and Shmuel didn't understand the Mishnah as kapasik vitani. They said lulav hagazal is only going to be pasul on the first day. But the rest of Sukkot, lulav hagazal would be kosher, because they don't have a din of mitzvah b'aveira. What does it mean they don't have a din of mitzvah b'aveira? It could be that they don't have it at all, even in the world of karbon, that they're not dorish the pasuk, the way the pasuk in Malachi, the way they were shown by Yochai, was dorish the pasuk. Or it could be, as we pointed out, that they would limit mitzvah b'aveira to the world of karbon. It wouldn't go beyond the world of karbon, like we saw in the Rambam. That the Rambam says that there is no din of mitzvah b'aveira in arba minim, but there is a din of mitzvah b'aveira in the world of korbanos. Or it could be what we have over here in this bottom Tosfos, that mitzvah b'aveira will only apply to mitzvahs midoraisa, and the 7 days of Sukkot is zecher lemikdash. That's a din d'rabanan. There's no mitzvah b'aveira in dinim d'rabanan. Ad kan. In terms of Rav Yitzchak, then we have Rav Nachman asking a question on Rav Yitzchak. Forget about the simple language of pasuk v'tani, but the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention that Shaul is pasul, isn't that a raya that we're talking about post the first day in which Shaul is kosher? Because the Mishnah only says uluf hagozel v'yavesh, it doesn't mention Shaul. So the Gemara says no. We're talking about the first day, but it's obvious that Shaul is pasul, but we would think maybe Gozel is kosher. Why would you think Gozel is kosher if Shaul is pasul? We would think that maybe we have a din of Stam Gezela Yeyush Ba'alim, that will assume there's Yeyush, and Yeyush would be, in other words, that we would assume there'd be Yeyush, and Yeyush is a Kinyan, so maybe we would have a din of Lachem. Kamash Malon, we don't say Stab Gozel Yeish Bailim Hi, and so you can't prove anything from the Mishnah one way or another. You can read the Mishnah applied to all 7 days, that's Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, or you can read the Mishnah applying only to the first day, and that's Rav Yitzchak and Shmuel. And now we have Rav Huna, okay? And Rav Huna raises an issue to the Avankari. And the question is, how does this statement of Rav Huna help, in other words, clarify, if possible, what we're talking about in the previous Gemara? Namely, will Rav Huna work out better according to the Ri, according to Rabbi Notam and Rashi? How does that work out? And also, will Rav Huna help us in terms of deciding how we paskin? Okay? So let's read Rav Huna together. Amar lohu Rav Huna lanu avankari, 2 lines from the bottom, ki zavintu asa. Okay, so up to now, it was chazar. I don't think I added anything, but I hope I said it clearer. Amar lohu Rav Huna lanu avankari, ki zavintu asa me akum. When you are purchasing the hadasim from the goyim, lo tigzizu atun elo ligzuzuza, inhu, they should be the ones cutting it from the field. V'yahavu luchu, and they should hand it over to you. My taima, the girsa that all the Rishonim have aside from Rashi is stam ovdei kochavin gazloni arata ninhu v'karka eina nigzeles hilkach l'gzuza inhu ki heichi d'lahavi yeyush ba'alim b'yodaihu didhu v'shini rishus. So as to what Rav Huna is saying is clear, right? He's telling the Avankari are peddlers, tagore kol davar listaker bo, and it was their door-to-door peddlers. Arthur Miller wrote a book about the traveling salesman, right? So that's the Avankari, he's a traveling salesman, and Rashi over here gives a laz that's interpreted by the Otzer of the lazim as meaning a peddler, a rochel. So he gives them the etza that they shouldn't be the ones who will cut the hadasim from the bushes, but rather let the goyim who are selling them the bushes do that, because there is it's unclear whether a certainty, a possibility, a probability, that we'll come to in a little while, that we have over here an issue of Gezel, and we want to get to a state where there's going to be a Yeyush and a Shinui Rishus. And therefore, let the Yeush be in the hands of the Goyim, and then when it gets to your hands, there's already a Shini Rishus, and that will solve the problem. What problem? So here we have a Machlokas, or not Machlokas, we have two Deos within Rashi, how to understand what problem Rav Huna is coming to solve. If you look in Rashi on Lamed Amud Beis, Karka in an exelus, klamar ina kenuya legazlon bishum yeyush, de laolam becheskas ba'aleha hi, the mikroi nafkei behagozol basra. Tosos is going to deal with the language of this Rashi. So we'll hold it off until we get to Tosos. Avol misha nitra shapri havegez. Namely, we have exeras akosuf of a kama machokis between Rabbanan and Rav Eliezer as to whether karka and exelus or karka ain't an exelus. We paskin like Rabbanan that karka ain't an exelus. We have a klavu pratu klal in terms of gzela, and gzela has to be davar shegufa mamon, if nitan miyad liyad, has to be something which is movable, which has innate value, lahotzi avadim, lahotzi shtaros, lahotzi karkos, that these are not considered to be nigzal, but the moment that they are cut, then they're betaltalim, and then we have a din of gezel. And who is the gazlan? Hatolsho hu hagozlo. Hilkoch ligzuzei hein min hamachubar. Have the goyim be the gazlanim. V'yitnu alachem sheyiyu min hagazlanim v'atem lokhim osamehem. Namely, that we will have a situation of the yeyush in the hands of the goy, and when you receive it, you are post a shinui rishus. V'habal nesia ashu kvar mikol haperos as have a yeyush etzlam. Okay, so far so good. But what's the problem? Vikosavar yeyush gureda lo kani, avo yeyush v'shini rishus kani. Namely, we want to have arba minyan that are going to be lochem. We have to have a kinyan, and so we can't recreate a kinyan only with the yeyush. The yeyush, the kinyan has to be via yeyush and a shini rishus. So before it gets to the Avankari, there's going to be a Yeyush and a Shinui Rishus. And that's going to create the Lochem. What about Mitzvah Baba Avera? So Lachora, this Lashon holds. Once we have a Kinyan, there's no longer an issue of Lochem. Namely, this first Lashon of Rashi is according to whom? The Ri. This is the Ri. That post a kinyan b'dine mamonos is no issue of mitzvah b'baveira. The whole issue is lachem. We want to create a lachem, so we have a yeyush and a shini rishus to create a lachem. The inami kani, however, we have a second lashon. No, maybe yeyush alone is kona. If yeyush alone is kona, so why go through all of these machinations? Let the avankari cut it from the ground and it'll be kona with yeyush. No, we have a problem. Mitzvah b'aveira havei im atem tachu amen amachubar tiyak tem hagozlim. Forget about dine mamonos. Even post dine mamonos, we have an issue of mitzvah b'aveira. What removes mitzvah b'aveira? Shini rishus. So therefore, Rav Huna told the avankari, nachon. In other words, that you could solve the problem of lachem by cutting it and you'll be kona with yeyush. But you're going to have a problem with mitzvah baba avera. How do we solve the problem of mitzvah baba avera? That we need a shini rishus. So you should receive it from the goyim in order that there shouldn't be mitzvah baba avera. That is Rabbeinu Tam. Or if you want to, Rashi andaf lamed amed aleph. Rashi lamed amed aleph is like Rabbeinu Tam, that even post kinyan yeyush we have mitzvah baba avera. Over here we have that as an inami. So from the way you learn Rav Huna, it could be like the Ri, it could be like Rabbeinu Tam, that we have these two deos within Rashi as to how to read Rav Huna. And then the rest of the sugya, continues. Sof, ki gezizu avankri lahavi yeyush bailim biyadayichu v'shini rishus biyadam. Sof, the avankri are middlemen. So if they're middlemen, who cares? Let the yeyush be by the avankri, and let the shini birishus be by their but by the purchasers from the Avankuri. Those are the ones who want to be Yosef the Mitzvah. So we're going to have, we're going to solve our issue, whatever it may be, if an issue of Lachem or Mitzvah Bavavera, when we get to the consumers, when we get to the purchasers from the Avankuri. So Gemara answers, in Achinami, but lo tzricha b'hoshana d'Avankuri gufayhu. That the Avankuri are Jews, they also have to be Yotze Arba Minim. We're worried about their spiritual enhancement, and therefore the Avankuri themselves should get their Hadassim cut by the Goyim, so they will have a Shini Rishus before the mitzvah is done. And that Shini Rishus will give you, according to the first Lashon, Alachem, according to the second Lashon, will remove Mitzvah Babaveiros. The Gemara asks, why go through all of these machinations of the Yeish and Shini Rishus? Let the Avankir Liknino Bishinui Maisa. That self call self, they're going to put the Arba Minim together. Isn't that a Shini Maisa? Wouldn't that be a Kinyan as well? And that, again, we pointed out, will create a Lachem, and it'll break the Mitzvah Baba Aveira, whichever way you want to learn. Gemara says, no, that's a Shinui Hachozer Librioso. That's not considered to be a meaningful Shinui. So, but we have a Shini Hashem, that previously it was called a bush, and now it's being called a Hoshana. So Gemara says, no, it was called a Hoshana even previously, and so again, however you learn the first part of the sugya, you would learn the continuity of the sugya. Okay, so Rav Huna can fit in this way or that way. The Rishonim on the Rif were very, very bothered by halacha lemaisa. How do we paskin in terms of Lulav HaGosel? Do we paskin like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, or do we paskin like Shmuel? Is there an issue of Lulav HaGosel post the first day? So the Baal Hamor points out Yeshman HaGaonim on the fifth line in my edition, Shepasku Kerav Yochan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that we have an issue of Gazul even during the 7 days. And the Baal Hamor says that it's very nice to be Machmir, one should always be Machmir. In other words, that which is being used Ligavoa, that which is being used for a mitzvah, should be first rate, should be pure of any tainted issues. However, halacha lemaisa, there's no reason to pass like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai for two reasons. A, Rav Yochanan is the one who brings an over Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rav Yochanan himself paskins that Yeyush is not Kona. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai over here is assuming Kanye be Yeyush. Namely, that the Baal Hamor learned Rav Shimon Bar Yochai like Rabbeinu Tam, that Kanye be Yeyush means that we have a Kinyan Yeyush. Not Yeyush and Shini Hashem, a Kinyan Yeyush. And so we have a stira within Rav Yochanan. And B, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai isn't the only player on the table. We have also Rav Yitzchak and Shmuel who disagree with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And we have Rav Ashi, who's the one who answers the question of the Mishnah's not mentioning Shaul. And so for all of these reasons, the Baal Hamor says, we do not paskin like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But then he says, but what about the Avankari? Umimai de ko'ama Rav Huna lahanu Avankari shaklinan v'tarinan le meimar she v'nikninu b'shinui Hashem af al gav de mitzvah haba'a b'aveira hu. That l'chore, the whole sugya of the Avankari seems to be a shakla v'tarya within the shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that we're dealing over here with an issue of mitzvah haba'a b'aveira. Mikom akom v'estachosh le'd Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. In Achinami, we'll put Rav Huna on the side of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but that's not enough to swing the tables. But over here, in other words, the Baal Hamor assumed that the issue of Rav Huna was an issue of mitzvah b'aveira. And that's why he felt that l'chora, who deals mitzvah b'aveira? Only Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And so kaner'eh that the Gemara, if we have a shakla v'tarya, if we have an entire eitzah which is being offered, and then other eitzahs are being offered, of Shini Ma'isa, Shini Hashem, l'chora isn't all of this to solve the problem of mitzvah b'aveira. So he answers, yeah, in Achinami. So we'll have another Amora on the side of Shimon bar Yochai, but that's not enough to paskin in that direction. Come along the Ravid and the Baal Hamor and point out that there is a misunderstanding over here of the world of Avankari. The Ravid says it in the most succinct manner, Amar Avraham, Eino Klum, to Legabe Avankari, Leka Avera. What does it mean, Leka Avera?
There is no Avera.
Why is there no Avera?
Because there's no Gzela.
There was no Gzela? Because there is no... Why is there no issue of Mitzvah Baba Avera? Because what was there already? There was already a Kinyan, right? That this is the Ri. That he learned the Avankari like the Ri. That the issue of the Avankari was Lachem. But once we solve the issue of Lachem with a Yeyush and a Shinui Rishus, then there's no longer an issue of Mitzvah Haba Avera. Similarly, the Milchamos says the same, points out the same issue, that the concept of the Avankari Mishum Lachem Itmar, the Mikni Minayhu, by a Yeyush Vashini Rishus. The whole issue of the Avankari of Rabbi Shima, of Rav Huna, was to be certain that we have a Kinyan of Lachem. Mihu Mitzvah Baba Vera Leka. Namely, the moment that you learn the Avankari, like the first Lashem, so then the whole Raya of the Baal Hamor, the whole Kasha of the Baal Hamor from that Sugya falls off totally. That the Avankari doesn't prove anything one way or the other. The Avankari, we're dealing with the issue of Lachem. And then we have an open question, who do we paskin like? So the Baal Hamor himself, paskins, we saw like Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak. The Ravid paskins like Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak in terms of Gazul, and the Ramban paskins like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, like the Gaon. Okay, so but the Avankari cannot be brought as a proof in one direction or another. Moving over to the Ritva, we have a number of sections in the Ritva, each of which will give us a direction. The first section, Amar Luhu Rav Huna Hanei Avankari, Perush, Yisraelim Shalokhim Hadas Min Ha'akum Mochim Li Yisrael, Ki Zavintu Asa Min Ha'akum, Ligzizu Inhu V'Leisvu Luchu. Mai Taima, Stam Akum Gazvani Arasa, Ninu Karka Enin Igzeles, Perush, Afilu Shel Akum, that we have an issue of Gezel Akum, Hilkach, Ligzizu Inhu, Kihechi Dalahavi Yeyush Biyoda Didhu, Vishini Rishus Biyoda Didhu, Perush, the Kavan de Konu Mekame Mitzvah, Lachem Karinungai. Who is the Ritva learning the Sugya like the first Lashon of Rashi, or the second Lashon of Rashi? Like the Ri or Rabbeinu Tam? Like the first Lashon, black on white. In other words, this is the Ri. That once we have a Kinyan that precedes the Mitzvah, then A, we have the positive Lachem, and B, Lekonami, Shem Mitzvah Babavera. That the moment that the Kinyan precedes the Mitzvah, then there's no issue Mitzvah Babavera. The Hari Eina Mitzvah Mesayat, the Kinyan. Va'asya Afilu Ke Rav Yochanan. Namely, that we can learn our Sugya not only like Rav Yitzchak, even like Rav Yochanan, but the moment that we have a Kinyan that precedes the Mitzvah, there's no issue of Mitzvah Haba'a B'Aveira. And that's what the Ritva points out, that nowadays this would be a solution to have a Yeyush and a Shinui Rishus. Comes along the Ritva in the next section and drops the bombshell, that something that should have bothered us, at least ethically, as understanding the Sugya, if not halachically. Namely, what issue does the Ritva raise? Forget about Lachem. Forget about Mitzvah Babavera. What issue should we have over here?
Or are they like to steal?
Gzela. In other words, that we're fences. We're participating in the Gzela. We are enabling the Avankari to be an accessory to a crime. We're dealing over here with fields that belong to Jews. that were stolen from the Jews, and we're using their hadassim with a halachic mechanism that technically it is not a problem of lachem, and technically it's not a problem of mitzvah b'aveira. But the bottom line is that we're involved in this lechatchila. What kind of business is this? Who, in other words, why in the world aren't we concerned with the ethical issues over here of using stolen goods? That's all. In other words, when the avankari is buying stolen goods, it becomes, you know, it's sort of laundered through his kinyan. But laundering is not something that we view. Again, I'm not dealing with whether laundering, it's stolen money is a dina de machusa. But clearly, lechora, this should not be something that should be allowed lechatchila. Why are we so concerned with lachem and mitzvah b'aveira, and we're not concerned with the fact that we're dealing over here with laundering stolen goods? We're taking something which is stolen, and we're pointing out that once we have a shini rishus, it's fine. Once we have a shini rishus, but how do we tell the avankri make a shini rishus? How do we tell him bikona this from the gazlan? That's the what bothered the ritva. What, in other words, the issue is not so much why this bothered the ritva as much as why it didn't bother, or why we don't know what Rashi, Tosfos, etc. had to say about this. When we see the Ritva's answer, we'll see that the Ramban Lachora was bothered by this. What's the Ritva's answer? Ha lesa. This question doesn't get off the ground. Chada demisafka hu, demisfeka hu. Firstly, it's not that all land owned by a goy, we're going to assume, is stolen. But we have a question. Perhaps the land that the goy is selling us is stolen. V'od mistama, even if it is stolen, may akum hu de gazle. And the moment we're dealing with the issue of gezel akum, then yitachem l'kulei alma shari, that even though we view gezel akum as an issue of kivul Hashem, and we have take it very, very seriously, but that's only when it's obvious that there's gezel. Ma'ashein Cain, if we were to ask the man in the street, is there an issue of gezel of buying from these goyim? Most people would say, what gezel? Who knows gezel? In other words, this is not something that we're dealing with a field that was known to have belonged to someone else, but we are super sensitive to these issues. And so we have like a sveik-sveika. Who says the field was stolen? B, even if it was stolen, it was probably stolen from a non-Jew rather than from a Jew. And since people are unaware of the background of the field, there wouldn't be an issue of gezel akum. And this gives us the right to purchase from the avankari. Or if you want to, this gives the right for the avankari to purchase from the goyim. In other words, namely, we're not concerned with the issue of gezel. But we still are concerned with the issue of lachem. We still are concerned with the issue of mitzvah haba'aveira, namely the fact that we have sfeikot, the fact that we can build a rov that will allow us to purchase, that will take off the choshen mishpat issues, but we still have orechayim issues. We have issues of lachem and mitzvah haba'aveira. On the orechayim level, we have patentim. So we have over here halachic mechanism that will create a vadai lachem, and will create a vadai non mitzvah haba va'aveira. Simply in terms of overview of halacha, just pointing out, normally we tend to view bin adam lachaveiro as being more chamor than bin adam lamakom. Normally we would view issues of choshen mishpat as being at least as chamor as issues of bin adam. Here we have a situation where we say on the level of Benonim HaChaveiro we have the right to be somech on Rov and Safek and Sveit Sveika, on the level of Bein Adam LaMakom, we want more of a certainty. I think this is, you know, this is more what we hear in the street as opposed to what I think we would find normally in the halachic world. But this is the direction of the Ritva. Where did he pick this up from? From his Rebbe, the Ramban. The Ramban already wrote, V'yesh l'hashiv da'adaita de'nochri gazlei v'lo shal Yisrael de'lo shchichei. Namely, that on the level of the Aveira of Gezel, we can assume that certainly the field was not stolen from a Jew, because there were very few fields, unfortunately, that were owned by Jews at that time. And even if it was stolen from a goy, and there, as we saw, if it's not known that this is had belonged to a goy and was stolen, yitachen that there's no issue of gezel hagoy, gezel akum, and as such, that this issue falls off. Okay, so the Ramban already preceded the Ritva, yes?
Can we say that that's what the Ravid also means? When he says, like, Avera, that there's no... Because he's also saying, like, there's not even a Avera Gzela here because of, like, the Svek Sveka. You don't even know. Maybe it's stolen, maybe it's not. Maybe it's from because of Akam.
It could be. That's what he's saying. But in the context in which he says it, he wants to uproot the Baal HaMo'or, who pointed out that the Sugi of Avankari is working with the context of Mitzvah Baba Avera as opposed to Lachem. Mm-hmm. And when he says Legabi Avankri, you could say Leka Avera means totally. Leka Avera on the level of Mitzvah Baba Avera, and even Leka Avera of Gezel to begin with. Mm-hmm. That's possible. That's certainly possible. I don't know necessarily that... Maybe that's what he means. Okay. However, the next section of the Ritva really is a sort of a mind-blowing section in terms of raising an option that we haven't really spoken about directly. Lo tzricha demapik leila avankarayu gufayu. That we're talking about the hadasim that the peddlers themselves want to use for their own arba minim. Namely, we're not going to have a subsequent Shinui Rishus, but the Shinui Rishus is going to be from the Goy to the Avankari. So he points out, Ki gaize inu gufayu, lo nafki, the leka birishusayu, yeyush vishini rishus, mekami mitzvah, vahav yalei mitzvah haba'a be avera. The question is, what in the world is going on over here? We pointed out that the Ritva learned like the Ri. The Ri is assuming that the whole sugya of Avankari is talking about a din of Lachem. Who's bringing in over here mitzvah haba'a ba'avera? So the Ritva explains himself, aval mishum Lachem lo mifsal dahakanye b'yeyush. However, dahakanye b'yeyush v'hekdesh l'mitzvah havishini rishus. That the issue that the Ritva is relating to over here goes back to the issue of the Ri. That the Ri pointed out that when we have a simultaneity between the Kinyan and the Mitzvah, so on the level of Lachem, there is no issue. There is a Kinyan. But we have it. But what's raised again is the issue of mitzvah haba'a be'aveira. So we pointed out that that's when you have a shini Hashem, you turn kulin into hektish. Comes on the Ritva and says that when you turn something from a non-mitzvah into a mitzvah, this is kanya b'yeyush v'hektish le'mitzvah haveshini rishus. That turning something into a cheftza shel mitzvah, namely, I'm not making it hektish. I'm simply going to use it as my cheftza shel mitzvah. That also is considered to be a shinui that serves as a kinyan. So when we're dealing with the people who are buying from the Avankari, there was yeyush in the hands of the goy. Shini Rishus, when it got to the Avankari. Now when it gets to the purchasers, it's post-Kinyan. Totally post-Kinyan. There's no issue of Lachem, there's no issue of Mitzvah Babavera, everything is fine. But when we're dealing with the Avankari themselves, the moment that the Avankari takes these Arba Minim, takes these four botanical species, and decides to use them as a mitzvah, that is the Avankari's Shinui Rishus. And that Shinui Rishus creates a mitzvah Haba'a B'Avera. Chigaisi inu gufayu lo nafkiba deleka birishusayu yeyush v'shini rishus mekame mitzvah v'hav yalei mitzvah haba'a b'aveira. Dorkanya v'yeyush v'hekdesh le'mitzvah haveshinui rishus v'lachem kerinande. Namely, when within the Ritva, at simply tech, at what, in other words, Lotzricha, the Mefik Lehavanguf, and Kigaisi Inhu Gufayu. Were the Avankari to cut it? So then, when they cut it, then we're going to have a situation of Yeyush. And when they take it to be used as a mitzvah, that will be a Shini Rishus, which is simultaneous with the mitzvah. That'll create a mitzvah Baba Avera. So therefore, what we need is to move all of this forward. Have the Goyim cut it. So we have Yeyush in the hands of the Goyim. When the Goyim give it to the Avankari, now we have Shini Rishus. So then later on, when they pick it up, we're already post-Kinyan. Right? In other words, but rather than dealing with the issue of Lachem, with the Ritva, who paskens like the Ri, points out that here we have an issue of Mitzvah Ba'Avera as well. We have an issue of Mitzvah Ba'Avera, and that's what we want to solve by having the Avankari cut it. Principle is really mentioned by the Ritva earlier in a section I did not ask you to learn on the Mishnah itself. If you look at the next section of the Ritva, which precedes it in the Ritva itself, in Daf Kaf Tesem Ed Beis, on the Mishnah, the imisha mitzvah baba aveira lo amru ela kishah mitzvah siya baaveira. That is, according to the Ri, there's only a mitzvah, issue of mitzvah ba'aveira, if the mitzvah is being brought about simultaneously with the kinyan of the aveira. Shebekedushas ha-mitzvah hu kone oso, v'hotzio mirishus nigzal. Namely, not only when you're makdish an animal, but also when you decide to turn an object of yours into a mitzvah, that also serves as a shini rishus. Gon shahaya yeish kedi she'eino kone ukishehikdisho lemitzvaso. Again, this is a phrase which is found in the Ritva. Hikdisho lemitzvaso, that when someone decides to turn this into a chefza shel mitzvah, harehu ki'ivu macharo. The Ritva says this is considered to be a shini rishus. It's like you're giving it to a third party. Mali macharo begavoi, mali macharo lehedyot. What difference does it make if you're giving it to God by deciding that I'm going to do a mitzvah with this, or I'm giving it to another party? This is what we call a mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. This is eino l'ritzon Hashem, that you should create a mitzvah via a kinyan. Aval kol she'eino mitzvah mesayas b'kinyan, but if the kinyan preceded the mitzvah, it didn't come simultaneously, eino mitzias and rishus anigzal, but the king came earlier, then eino nifsal lekarbon velo lemitzvah. In other words, even though we have an Avera, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, we have an issue, but according to the Ri, Harezi Kishar Avera Shebiyodo, everyone has Averos, everyone has skeletons in their closets. The fact that I have Averos in my closet doesn't mean that I can't do mitzvos. Let's say I stole one item, I shoplifted one item, but this I bought properly. You're going to say because I shoplifted item A, I can't be yotze with item B. So if we have an individual who stole something and he was koneh b'dinei mamonos and he owes money now to the nigzal, even though that's an avera to owe money to the nigzal, but it's not nice to owe someone money for something you stole from them. But technically, the object belongs to him legamri. Namely, that the ritva gives us over here is principle that a kinyan that precedes a mitzvah, then even though the avera is still there and money is owed, but there's no longer a mitzvah b'avera. But if the kinyan enables the mitzvah, then we have a mitzvah b'avera. And enabling a mitzvah doesn't only mean a shinui Hashem, like turning something from chulin into hekdesh. Enabling a mitzvah means also hikdisho l'mitzvah, so deciding I'm going to use this for the purpose of mitzvah. So when we asked previously, according to the Ri, what would be the din of Arba Minim that had been stolen before Yontif, and let's assume that we know that there was Yeyush, but there had never been a Shinui Rishus, so we would have assumed that by a Lulav, you have a Yeyush, there's no Shinui Rishus, it's in your hands, so you can use it. Because Yeyush alone, so we would have assumed that post Yeyush, if we say Yeyush is not Kone, so it's not Lachem. If Yeyush is Kone, Lachora, then it's already Lachem. Comes along the Ritva and points out that we have over here, again, even by Lulav, the issue of Mitzvah Hababa Avera. That if you are kone it by deciding that it is going to be used for a mitzvah, that itself is a shini rishus, and that creates the mitzvah haba ba'avera. Okay, that would apply all 7 days. The lack of lachem would not be an issue, because we're talking beyond day one. Mitzvah haba ba'avera would be an issue. Okay? So that's the rishita. Okay, moving over to the Me'iri, was bothered by the continuity of the Gemara of the Avankari. That the Gemara asked Lian Biur, the Me'iri learned also like the Ri. Almost all Rishonim learned like the Ri, except for Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. But all the other Rishonim learned like the Ri, namely that once an object is already the Dine Mamonos belongs to a Gazlan, there's no issue of mitzvah b'avera, only if it happens simultaneously. The Gemara asked, why do we have the Avankari have to have a Shini Rishus? Anyone who wants to do a mitzvah with the Arba Minim is going to have to tie them together, so shouldn't that itself be enough of a kinyan to take away the issue of, to create a lachem and take away the issue of mitzvah b'avera? The Vaday Avankari Gufa Yehuda Ka'amar the Lepuk Vishinui Maisa, the Havele Biadaihu Yeyush Vishinui Maisa, that Lachora, we're not talking about the Lakuchos. The Lakuchos are already post Shini Rishus. We're dealing with the Avankari themselves. Vala Od Ela Shav Shini Maisa Kone Below Yeyush. The Gemara should have said, what good will it do to have a Shinui Maisa? The Shinui Maisa is occurring while you are deciding to use these arba minim for a mitzvah. Namely, that we are completing the kinyan with the decision to use this as a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah baba avera. Namely, that we're not solving anything. We can only solve matters by having a kinyan that precedes the mitzvah, not a kinyan which is together with the mitzvah. Now, we would have assumed, what's the mitzvah? Being notel, the arba minim. The fact that I tie them together, that's not the mitzvah. But according to, this is the shita of the Ritva. This again is in the Meiri. That if we have the kinyan, the be'esek ha-mitzvah, the kinyan is being done, the Ritva used the phrase, kachinu le-mitzvah, right? Hikdisho le-mitzvah. Here he's using the concept, nigmar kinyano be'esek ha-mitzvah. That's the mitzvah haba ba'avera. So this should be irrelevant if lulav tzarech eged, lulav ein tzarech eged, shini achoz lebriyaso, shini shen achoz lebriyaso. And similarly, next gemara, avu nitnunu b'shini Hashem. But the moment that you're taking it to be used, that's the esek ha-mitzvah. You're kona it within the mitzvah. So what does the Meiri do with this entire sugya? So he points out, Mitoch kach nir eli, and where it's five lines from the top in the middle of the line, or six lines from the top, mitoch kach nir eli, the hayavankari, lav gezela gemurahi, the shema lo gozla, the im tomar gozla, shema lo mi Yisrael, the ein lavoa lemi din mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. Namely, that to take the issue of aveira totally out of the picture, that which the Ritva said, to remove the fact that we have an issue of gzela here, that we're not abetting the avankari in gzela, we're not laundering money. The Meiri uses that to remove mitzvah haba b'avera, similar to what Snyder pointed out, that we have over here leka avera klal. Why leka avera klal? Because who says that it's really stolen? Even if it's stolen, maybe Gezel Akum, not Gezel Yisrael. And therefore, the same heter that you have to buy it also takes off mitzvah baba avera. What then is the whole issue of Rav Huna? The issue of Rav Huna is maybe it's not lachem. In other words, so to get it to be lachem, there we require the Shini Rishus. But on the level of the issue of mitzvah baba avera, we don't have to worry at all. So, what we have over here in the world of the Avankari, we saw that we had two Lashanos of Rashi. The Lashan Aleph is at the Yeyush plus the Shino Yerushus is to create a situation of Lachem. The Lashan Bet was that Yeyush already creates Lachem. Jeyush Kidikani. The Yeyush plus the Shina Yerushus is to remove Mitzvah Haba'a B'Aveira. Those were the two Lashonos within Rashi. Comes along the Ritva and points out two things. He points out firstly that chutz mi ba'ayat lachem v'mitzvah haba ba'avera yesh ba'aya shel misayeya l'gazlan, and Yesh, I should say, Lechora. Vayashon, can you say a gazlan? Ze niftar ayedei rov. That most fields do not belong most fields are not stolen from a Jew. Right? And this we saw also in the Rambam, in the Milchamas, the same concept. B, the Ritva points out that that the Lashon Sheni of Rashi is only if the Sheni Rishus is before the Hakadasha, the mitzvah. That if the person is maktishit for the mitzvah and that's the Sheni Rishus, then can bizman Hakadasha la mitzvah, that's still a mitzvah habah ba'aver. That's the, in other words, that the mitzvah of Avera is not only the Yeyush and Shini Hashem of making something a korban, but even makdashit for a mitzvah. The Meiri points out that he agrees with B, and because of this issue of Hashal and mitzvah, this is a mitzvah of Avera, he was bothered. He agrees with B, and B is, and Zeniftar, how do you solve the issue of Hakdasha LeMitzvah Ayedei A? That the moment that we say that we have a robe, that the fields weren't stolen, that will take away the issue of the Mitzvah Baba Aveira. And we that not only does the issue of Rov take away the world of Mesayel Gazlan, it also takes away the mitzvah Habah Ba'aver. So that B is solved by A, the two of them work together. Okay? So this is what we see over here within the overview of the Sugya of Avankari. Did you get to the Tosfos of Karka and Inexelas? Some yes, some no. So let's just raise. We'll just see the first few lines of the Tosfos, okay? And the issue of Kilayim will hold for next time. Karka Einan Igzelas. Tosfos quotes Rashi. Klomar Eina Knuya Legazlan Mishum Yeush. I'm sorry. Eina Kon. I should read it properly. Klomar Eina Knuya Legazlan Bishum Yeush. The la'olam hi becheskas ba'alim, the mikroi nafkalan b'hagozel basra k'depira shakuntrus v'hadin imo. What word over here is the main word within both Rashi and Tosfos? What is, in other words, we have over here a perush. In other words, that we're not just bringing a source text. That karka ain't an exelus because we have a Gemara in Baba Basra that learns this out from Sukkim, from a Kravo Pratu Kral. But what are both Rashi and Tosfos pointing out over here?
It's Becheskas Ba'alim.
That what?
It's Becheskas Ba'alim.
No, I mean, but more than that. What is the real issue over here of our Sugya, which is behind the words of karka ain't an exelus?
Yeyush.
Yeyush. Right. In other words, the real issue over here is there Yeyush and Karka? Is there a concept of Yeyush and Karka? And that's why they both put in the word Klomar. Namely, Karka Einon Nigzelas is not the issue whether Karka is Nigzel or Karka Einon Nigzel. The Klomar, what the Gemara wants to tell us, what the Gemara means to tell us, is that Eina Kenuya Legazlan Bishum Yeyush. That there is no Yeyush which is going to be Chal on Karka. You cannot be Misyaish on Karka. That's the concept over here. You can only be Messiahish on Metaltalim. And therefore, the Yeush is only going to take effect at the moment of the Geziza. When you turn it from Karka to Metaltalim, that's when the Yeush takes effect. The E, Yeush Moil Bekarka, Mainafka Lamina Bemaideina Nigzelas. Who cares whether Karka is Nigzal or it's not Nigzal? Our issue is, do we have Yeush and Shini Rishus? So our issue is, do we have Yeush? And that's so the Karka Eina Nigzelas is simply a cover term for the fact that there is no Yeush. That's what both Rashi and Tosus are teaching us over here. That our issue is there Yeush? The Mainaf Gamina Maideina Nigzelas, in other words, whether Karka is Nigzal or not Nigzal is the question. If you steal Karka and there's a hurricane and the Karka is destroyed, can you simply say Haresha Chalafanecha, or do you have to pay for the damage? If Karka Nigzal, you have to pay for the damage. If, even though you didn't do it, but it happened when you stole it. If Karka Nigzela, simply say Haresha Chalafanecha, I never stole it. But that is not relevant to our Gemara. Our Gemara is dealing with, is there Yeush or is there not Yeush? Dikodim Yeush, afilu hayasan igzeles lo koni, vilachar Yeush, are kone bi Yeush. V'chein muchacha b'shmaisin. Okay. What over here does Tosos and Rashi mean by b'shum Yeush? With any type of Yeush? How many types of Yeush are you aware of? No, that's already a shinoi. Within the world of Yeush, how many areas of Yeush do we have? So here's where I sent you to the Rishimos of Rav Reichman, where he points out, and this will simply serve as background for our continuing within Tosfos, that we have a world of Yeush within Gezel, and we have a world of Yeush, for those who learn, that's dealt with Baba Kama. And what's dealt with Baba Metzia? Aveda. We have a world of Yeush in the world of Aveda. Okay? So, in terms of Karka, when someone steals Karka, you can ask two questions. A, technically, is this individual a Gazlan? Is the field being stolen? And do we have Yeush of Gneva or Gezela? But also, forget about that. Let's say Karka ain't an exilus. Technically, this is not a stolen land. But perhaps this is now being lost to the owner. The moment that someone else takes over the land, the moment someone else has control over the land, this is now an aveda. And maybe the Yeush would be meaningful not in the world of Gezela, but in the world of aveda. Kamash Milan, what Rashi and Tosfos are teaching us is no, that in the world of Karka, Eina Knuya LeGazlan B'Shum Yeush. There's no Yeush which is meaningful. What's the halacha if I am sitting on my object, I'm sitting on my couch and I say I'm Messiahish on my couch? That's not Yeush. I'm sitting on my couch. I can't be Messiahish on something which is in my Rishus. Karka al Pidin is always considered to be in my Rishus. Karka never moves. It in other words, we're saying just like it cannot be stolen, it cannot be lost. Karka always remains, someone mentioned earlier the phrase cheskas bailim. Because la'olam hi becheskas bailim, because karka is immovable, and therefore the ownership, the legal ownership of the original owner is never really questioned halachically, so yeush cannot apply to it. Just like it can't be misyayish on my couch if I'm sitting on it, I can't be misyayish on my karka even if someone else is sitting on it, because it's still mine. It's still becheskas. It's still a yeush bereshus. It's still becheskasi. It's still mine legally, and therefore, in other words, yeush does not apply to it at all. That is Tosfos and Rashi's working assumption. That therefore, since there's no yeush on karka, and in order for us to create a lachem, we need yeush and a shini reshus. That's why Rav Huna told the Avankari, have the goyim cut it, then we'll have a yeush, and then have it transferred to you, and then we'll have a shini rishus. Okay? But it's not the question of whether karka nigzelus or not. The question is whether there is yeyush on karka. But is this really true? This is what our Gemara is assuming. This is what Rashi is assuming. Tosfos is assuming. It's an interesting svara, but can we prove it? So Tosfos tries to prove it from the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph, and then he rejects that proof, and then he tries to, and then he proves it from a tries to prove it from a Gemara in Baba Basra, and he raises an objection to that proof, and then he, in the end, he feels that that's a good proof. And then he asks a question on it from a sugya in Yerushalmi on Kilayim. That's the Tosfos. Namely, can we prove that Yeyush does not apply to Karka? So what you'll have to do is go through the sugya over here on Daf Lamed Aleph, see what was Tosfos' Havamina you can prove, what's Tosfos' Maskana that you cannot prove. Okay? And you could look into some of the Rishimos to give you the terminology that will help you to explain the Havamina and the Maskana in Tosfos. Then move over to the Gemara in Cheskes HaBatim. Look at the sugya over there, Mem Gimel Amid Beis through Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, and the Rashbam over there. And again, why does Tosfos view it as a proof? Why does he think maybe it's not a proof? And why does in the end he view it yes as a proof? And then, in terms of the world of Kilayim, that's the longest part of Tosfos, but it's the easiest. Simply open up a Kahati Mishnayis, see the Mishnah. Once you understand the Mishnah, then go to the Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes the entire Yerushalmi and explains it. And then the question is, what is the Yerushalmi relating to in terms of the world of Nishka'u Nishtaku Haba'alim, that the ownership has been lost, forgotten, it's no longer there? What does that mean from a halachic perspective? Again, take into account the world of Gzela and the world of Aveda, how these two can be switched back and forth. And I'll give you a Mar Makomos for the Shita of the Rambam in this issue of Kilayim, because that'll help us understand, again, what worlds are we speaking about over here? There's also a Reb Chaim in the Chibur dealing with the world of Yeyush on Avodim. We pointed out that just as Karka ain't an Igzela, so also Avodim Shtaros ain't an Igzolim. So the question is, can one have Yeyush on an Eved parallel to what we have over here? Is there room to distinguish between an Eved and Karka? And Apisvar, certainly, I think you can understand that there would be room. That's what Reb Chaim deals with in the Chibur, and it's quoted again in the Rishimo. So I'll put it on the page by Makomos. So that'll be A. And B, we'll move over to the world over here of Yeyush Shalomidas, next Tosfos, very short. Then over to the world of Shini Achoz Libriyoso, and finally the concept of Shini Hashem. So next time, I don't think we will go beyond Lamed Amid Beis, in other words, the Tosfos over here on Lamed Amid Beis and the related sugyos, and then there'll be a break for, you know, it's a week from today, and we'll have one shiur next week, Mirtz Hashem, moving over to the sugya Mirtz Hashem Adaf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph.
Question on the sugya. How is it more?